This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to amplify the basic outline we developed in our biographical study of the life of Ezra. He was well prepared, anointed by God, and proven reliable. We noted that he recognized God's gracious hand was on him. He knew he was anointed. So did the people of God. That's why they turned to and followed his leadership, even when what he demanded was tough. Most remarkable was the pagan king noticed his gifting and anointing as well. Because of all this, he was encouraged to carry out his assignment in the face of many potential pitfalls. From beginning to end, Ezra was a man who was proven reliable. The king trusted him to carry out his request to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of their God. He entrusted him with a significant amount of treasure and even went so far as to say, "You and your brother Jews may then, that is, after you have done what I have asked you to do, then do whatever seems best with the rest of the silver and gold in accordance with the will of your God," Ezra 7:18. The king wanted Ezra's mission to be successful, so he offered him soldiers and horsemen to protect him from enemies on the road, but Ezra refused the offer. Declaring his confidence that God's hand was on him would be all the protection they needed. When faced with the danger ahead of them on the journey from Babylon to Jerusalem, he called for the people to fast and pray for protection. And not surprisingly, God answered their prayers. God was faithful, and Ezra was proven reliable. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.